time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru back at it again. What is this, the year for us? So we did it January 22 was our first month? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So we're at a year and a half here in the Valley.
Yeah.
All right.
It's time to get to know it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We have our eye now. Like, our eyes kind of, you know, would be blind to, like, Methuen news. And now we're like, ooh, Methuen, what's going on over there? So, big news, like it is in the other show, the North Shore Sports Desk, of course, is our Little League friends. So, lots of action happening in that Williamsport tournament. And we have our representative, congrats to Andover, getting to the Section 4 tournament by winning their district. And moving on, I guess, just our headline from Eagle Tribune, and looks like this Andover team, well, you know, all of the teams are like together for many years, right? Yeah. How many times you heard a coach say, well, the crew has been together since they were 8 years old?
They all have.
Yeah, they all have.
Unless the Swamps getting those 11-year-olds are all, you know, wicked good. Maybe they haven't.
Yeah, when you throw in six 11-year-olds into the Swamps got team, which is also in this tournament. Yeah, you're right, because the 11s would never play with the 12s. You always stay in the same age group. So that's new, and that's even more impressive that Swampscott was undefeated and won District 15. Peabody West won District 16, and then you got Reading in there, the defending champs of this section, getting it out of their district. So you got Reading, Andover, Swampscott, and Danvers American are the teams that made this sectional, which is the Sweet 16 of Massachusetts Little League Baseball. And yeah, Nick, everything for this section will be happening right here in the Valley at Andover. What are the details there?
Yeah, we got a Diamond Field in Andover begin Wednesday. Reading against Swampscott in the opener. And then host Andover taking on Danvers American in the nightcap at 7 p.m. And then those two games were last night. Thursday night, tonight, we got Reading versus Danvers at American at 5 p.m. Swampscott takes on Andover at 7 p.m. And then in the finale, Friday, the last day of pool play, I should say, the round robin, you get Danvers, American, and Swampscott at 5, Reading versus Andover at 7. And then you have the championship game Saturday. That time is still TBA. But so the top two teams from those 3 days of round robin will meet in that Saturday championship again, all at Diamond Field in Andover.
What a grueling tournament.
People, that's the most depth. That's what this one's coming down to.
Yeah. What? And this is also a tournament where coaches really matter.
Yes.
You know, the collective thoughts of the coaches and the decisions.
Yeah.
By the coaches with pitching, in particular.
Yeah, balance between, you know, managing in the here and now, and looking ahead when you're probably in the middle of a close game. Yeah. So, you know, the managers might have as tough a job, if not tougher, than the kids when it comes to these little league tournaments. Does you cannot screw up, and they give you many chances to do so.
Yeah, they do. The rules I could never keep up with were the substitutions, like the pinch runners, re-entries.
Mm-hmm.
That always bugged me and confused me, but I think with the continuous lineup, a lot of that is eliminated. I don't know if you can have pinch runners anymore, maybe.
I don't know how they do it. I haven't seen them. But so I would hope that they would eliminate that if they're going to do a continuous lineup, personally.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about managing the pitching staff now. You know, and obviously putting the kids in the right spot in the batting order in the right position, but that's at every level. But, you know, the extra wrinkle, that took away one giant extra wrinkle, and now it's just the big one is juggling those pitch counts. You know, and it's especially tough in a tournament like this weekend's.
So there's 18 at-bats minimum, right, in the tournament? Yep. Six innings, three at-bats. So Your 1 through 6 are guaranteed to get 2 at-bats. Is that the math?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So what was the point of the continuous batting order? If it was to get kids more at-bats, that doesn't make sense because the 6 through 12 might only get 1 anyway. I mean, that's a perfect game though, right?
I think it's to get everyone at-bats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it just took out the, made it a little easier. They don't have to play in the field now. You know, which I saw. So from what I had seen in pool play in District 15 and you know, semifinal play in District 15, I'd say it's about 50-50 teams that were substituting fielders to teams that were just keeping the same 9 in the field the whole time. I saw it done both ways.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess you get the kids a guaranteed at bat anyway, right? Like before the continuous batting order, they had to get an at bat.
Now you're the manager, you have to worry about when to give the bench players the at bat. I think that was the tough thing. When do you bat them?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've seen some like to get it over with. Some will put in a starting lineup and immediately put their subs in after the first trip through the order.
Right.
Just get them in the second trip through the order. But I've seen some wait too long and have to sub guys they wouldn't normally want to sub in big situations because they had to get them in before the game ended.
Yep. We had that happen in Swampscott. They didn't get a kid in at bat. He didn't get in. And I think... I think the district suspended the coach for a game.
That happened in Gloucester a while back too. They didn't get the kid in at bat. I think the kid was on deck. I think the coach just kind of, you know, fluffed it a bit, and they had to suspend the manager for a game.
Yep.
But then I've also seen the one where a coach has waited too long and had to pinch hit for the 3, 4, 5 hitters. So it might have been 2, 3, 4 hitters down a run in the bottom of the 6th because they had to get them all in.
Right. Right. You wait, hoping that your top of the lineup will do some stuff. But either way, it's going to be fun to see how it shakes out with this 4-team tournament. Obviously, we're rooting for Andover on this show. Yep. Go Andover. We'd like to see them in. We had their coach on last year. I think they fell just shy. Yeah. Last year, I think they might have been 0-3 possibly in that tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. It's tough, you know. So we'll see. Best of luck to Andover. Let's take a break, Nick, and catch up with a great athlete who we've had on before, but this time she won a big award in the Merrimack Valley Circles for softball. Brooke Tarduno of Methuen after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Cash from the Kukuru here with the one and only guest today, Brooke Tarduno. We're going to go with the Italian style for that. Brooke, as we know, we've had her on before, Methuen graduate and softball standout on her way to play at the collegiate level for St. Anselm's up in New Hampshire. What's going on, Brooke?
Oh, nothing much. How are you?
Good. Coming off some news for you, recently named the Merrimack Valley's Softball Player of the Year by the Eagle Tribune, a tremendous honor in such a competitive conference. How does that one feel?
Oh, it feels really good. I mean, I wasn't really expecting it, but when I got the news, I was super excited, and all my teammates were so happy for me, and that just made it so much better.
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you get the news? Did you get it beforehand, or did you have to find out, get surprised in the newspaper?
So, I was actually at practice, and all of a sudden, one of my teammates came running over, and she like showed me her phone, and she was like, "Brooke, like you got NBC nice. Player there." And then my coach Smith was right next to me, and he was just looking at me because he already knew, obviously. But was just super excited for me, and I was really excited about it.
Yeah, and a quick correction: it was covered in the Eagle Tribune, but you actually won it from like the Merrimack Valley. Like the coaches voted on that, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Eagle Tribune one is different. Something. Yeah,
just pile them all on. Eagle Tribune's honoring you for your softball exploits, Merrimack Valley. But, you know, this is such an honor because, you know, I mean, you had in the Merrimack Valley, you had in Division One finals, you had a Merrimack Valley team. Of course, you know that. Central, on its way to the tournament, beat you guys in the round of eight. And then in Division Two, Tewksbury was a finalist once again. So you stood out with the coaches, even, you know, with all these successful teams in that Division One of the Merrimack Valley. It must feel like such an amazing honor.
Yeah, it definitely did. Just to, like, know, like, I'm respected by, like, a lot of the coaches around the league. And, like, they thought I was, like, playing at a really high level all season. It definitely means a lot to me.
Absolutely. Brooke, I mean, take us to that season you guys just finished. Well, about a month ago now, run to the quarterfinals. You guys picked up some pretty impressive wins along the way.
Yeah, we definitely did. Throughout the season, we had like an up and down season, but I think towards the end, we started coming together a little bit more. And we had a huge win against Tewksbury at one point, and then we kind of kept going. And then we won our round of 32 game, and we went on to the Sweet 16 as we were like the underdogs of that game. So we had to go to Bridgewater Raynham, and we ended up actually pulling it off, 3-1 win. So then we were really excited. We got to come home, play Central right there, but they just got us. They were really good this season. So
yeah. And your buddy, Ava Shea, gave you props in last week's show. She is the Central captain and, you know, from your town. So you guys got some history there. And especially, I mean, three games against Central, you know, they came out on top all three this year, but they were having such a historic season. Talk about that dynamic of playing against them, but you also are playing against some Methuen girls who are at Central.
Yeah, definitely. Like for all the years I've played, like there's always been like 4 or 5 Methuen girls on the team, like starting. So it's definitely cool to like play kids from your hometown, like even in high school. But yeah, like last year, I would say we were like, they beat us one game, we beat them the next, but this year they had us a little bit. Their line, just down the line, they were all great hitters, and we didn't compete as well as we'd hoped, but it's definitely cool playing people from your hometown, even in like high school league.
It'd be even cooler if Central didn't exist and they just stayed in with their win, right? And you guys would be even better.
Yeah, maybe unstoppable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brooke, take us to your role on the team, and what do you ask to do for the Rangers?
Well, so I play shortstop for the team, so kind of just taking care of that left side of the field a lot. And then at the plate, I started off as leadoff hitter, which I hit all last season, but I was moved to like the 3-4 spot. I was 4 spot for like the second half of the season, so trying to just get girls home, hit RBIs, and then from a leadership standpoint, just trying to like make sure everyone feels like valued, and just trying to help everyone who, like, we had a few younger girls on the team this year, just trying to help them get through it, because obviously when you're an underclassman, it's like, I was there, like it's tougher. So, you know, just trying to be there for everyone and help everyone out.
Yeah, and now making the trek about 30-40 minutes north, going to St. Anselm's. What was the big appeal there, you know, academically, athletically? You know, how did it stand out over other schools? And have you gotten any insight onto what your early role might be as a freshman on the team?
Yeah, so St. A's, I always, like, so sister already goes there. She's going to be a junior there this year. So I kind of already knew the school a lot, and I always loved it when I came to visit her. And then I saw they had a computer science program, which is what I would like to go into. So I was like, oh, like, that's perfect. Talked with the coach a little bit. And then I just really liked it. Like, it just felt like a perfect match for me. And so I'm going there this year as a utility player. So I'll play like, I play middle infield, outfield. I can play third base. So just trying to hopefully get a role on the team. You know, I have pretty good quickness and speed. So even if I'm like just pinch running or just playing the spots here and there, just trying to find where I would fit in for the team. But just hoping to work hard when I get there and see what happens when I get there.
Mm-hmm. Brooke, have you gotten like any kind of workout plans? You preparing for that season next spring already? I'm sure you are.
Yeah, they give us like a bunch of workout and conditioning plans. And then also they just want you to do like a bunch of hitting and all that type of stuff on your own. But yeah, they give us like big packets to follow.
Nice. Ended up with a 1-0 loss to Delphi, it looks like, in the NE10 semifinals. That's where their season ended. Where it began was pretty cool, too. I mean, they went down to North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina last year, and then on to Florida. So they spent a good chunk of like late mid-February to early March down south. That must be a cool prospect for you coming up, that you get to travel down south with the team. They're going down south again probably in 2024?
I would think they would. They usually go down. They're going down to Florida, all things like that. But yeah, I'm really excited for that because my sister would always go, and I'd always want to go, but I'd have school or something or sports. So now this year I'll be on the team, so I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any softball this summer for you, Brooke?
So I was on a team originally, and then it kind of folded because I was like on an 18-plus team and they didn't have enough girls. Mm-hmm. But I've just been getting in a lot of hitting lessons, doing stuff on my own, going to the fields, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. And you'll be doing a lot of traveling, too. I mean, outside of the Southern trip, too. Once you get going with St. Ames, you know, they go around the region. Looks like a trip to Vermont and, you know, New York. So it's Philadelphia to play Jefferson last year. Actually, it ended up being canceled. I'm looking at it, but they had that on the schedule. So that's exciting too. In terms of academics, what is, you know, what do you think the focus will be in terms of, you know, hey, this is a career I can see myself doing? Like, what would like an ideal role be for you down the road?
Well, as I said earlier, I'm majoring computer science with mathematics. So I would definitely love to learn how to code while I'm at St. A's, and then hopefully going to just some type of internet, like maybe app programming industry. Like, that would be awesome for me. But yeah, I think I would definitely, after St. A's, I'd go to grad school, get my master's hopefully, and then go from there. But yeah, I always like loved math and working with like computers and stuff. So I think that would be a great spot for me.
Artificial intelligence is where it's at, you know. Coding and the tool's now doing the coding for us. You ask ChatGPT, you ever heard of that tool, ChatGPT? You must have. Yeah, I use it. It's great. You know, I could have put in your Eagle Tribune article, right, announcing you winning the Merrimack Valley Player of the Year, and I could have said, "Give me 10 questions to ask this person in a podcast," and it would be like spitting it out. But me and Nick, we know that we can do this with our eyes closed, right? We don't need AI's help. But yeah, like down the road, that's cool to have like a focus. You have a clear focus of what you want to do. That's awesome. Are you following in any footsteps of any other family members, either immediate or just distant, that have played college sports before?
Well, I had a couple of my cousins. They played at WPI. One played baseball and one played football. I think my uncle played at football at BU. My dad played at Northeastern until he got injured. But yeah, my family's pretty, we've been into sports for a long time. So yeah, definitely.
Do you rag on your dad that BU football no longer exists? Like, Dad, that's how long ago you played.
Yeah.
Right, Nickerson Field, right, Nick?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Does that even exist anymore?
I think so, yeah. You drive by, you know, they have the, yeah. I think they have possibly, like, you know, the soccer teams play on that and stuff.
Soccer. Mm-hmm. They have a good women's soccer team, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, All right. How about one more question? Like in terms of the summer, we kind of got a sense of what you're doing sports wise, what you try to do. Is there any fun summer job that's keeping you busy, putting a few bucks in your pocket to get ready for college?
Yeah, right now I'm working at Summer Fun North Andover. I'm working as a special ed staff member. So I'm assigned like one of the kids through North Andover Public Schools because my mom works there. And I hang out with him all day. It's 5 hours a day, Monday through Friday for like 5 weeks. So it's a pretty good job. So nice. I really.
Cool. All right. Brooke Tardugno, the Merrimack Valley Player of the Year for Division One, which I hope to see that in your St. A's bio. It's got to be in there. They'll be asking you, their PR team will ask you. We'll have that in there when we interview you for St. A's stuff. We'll be looking forward to that. Best of luck with college coming up in a few weeks. You're heading up there and wish you nothing but the best from the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
All right. After the break, some more Merrimack Valley Sports Talk.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Back at it here in Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, final segment of the show. And that's where me and Nick deliver you our top moments of the week in the Valley. What do you got, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to the Lynx. We had the New Hampshire Amateur this week at Manchester Country Club, and a local to the Merrimack Valley, Southern New Hampshire area, Plastow's Jack Pepin, with a nice big comeback win. According to Hector Longo of the Eagle Tribune, he was down four holes after 18 in the 36-hole match play final, rallied back to tie it on the 18th. He was still down one on the final hole, the 36th hole, and then he came back and won it in a 37th hole playoff to take the amateur title. At 19-year-old Southern New Hampshire University standout from Plastow, which is, of course, the home to our great sponsor, Moynihan Lumber.
Yes, yes. Hopefully went over and Gerard's team hooked him up with some Anderson windows or something, you know, for his great efforts. The pride of Plastow right there. cool. And he's up in my area too. That tournament was up in my area, right? He said Manchester Country Club.
Country Club, yep.
Yeah, nice. All right, cool. My top moment of the week, I'm also staying on the links, but we'll go into the ladies. Morgan Smith of Lowell did it again at Mount Pleasant. She's a Westford resident. I'm sorry, not of Lowell. She's a Westford resident. She did it in Lowell. She shot a 4-under par 68, according to the Lowell Sun, and that was good enough for her second Women's Lowell City Tournament. What's that?
4-under par is ridiculous.
Yeah. And she won that title last in 2019, shot a 73 at the age of 15. She's not even past her teens yet, I don't think, right? If you do the math, possibly. She might be 20, but anyway, she's very young. Only Mount Pleasant golfer to win the individual title previously, and fresh off a solid showing at the Lowell Cities tournament. So that's what we do, Nick. We look on the links for the most part in the summer and the Little League Diamonds. So all right, you've heard here. The big news this week is the tournament happening right in Andover for Little League. Great take. four straight days of awesome baseball from the up-and-coming standouts from the regions of the Merrimack Valley, North Shore, and Middlesex League. So it's great baseball taking place. All good for the week, Nick?
Absolutely.
All right. Check us out at msonewsports.com every week. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We also have the other show, too, North Shore Sports Desk. See you this week.